Chris, will a penalty win on penalties do you?
Any win will do me, to be fair, as long as we can maintain what we've been trying to get going with our season over the last three games. So, yeah, I'm pleased at any win, and I'm not bothered how we do it, to be fair.
Five penalties taken, five scored. That's not what you see in English football too often.
No, it's not really. We should set those lads to, to the World Cup or the Euros at some stage. But no, we've got some really good penalty takers. We've had over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. They've been at Glossop, you know, various penalty competitions, and we've had some, you know, some really good shootouts. And yeah, we've got some lads who are confident. They practice them quite often at training, and yeah, it comes good.
Is it just something you practice in case you get a penalty within the game, or do you think of the back of your mind somewhere? Do you think it might come in useful one day?
No, I mean, the lads at the end of sessions like to get the keepers in and, you know, have a practice. And they've done it, you know, the 3 or 4 years that I've been at the club, really. Whoever we've had, players-wise, you know, they like practicing them. And, you know, obviously, if the opportunity presents itself like it's done tonight, then, you know, we are confident with the lads that have stepped up, so full credit to them.
I understand from your directors and followers you made one or two changes tonight. Were you keen to win this, or do you want to try one or two new things?
Yeah, we're keen to keep winning. It's as simple as, you know, we've had a win, two wins and a draw now after, you know, a bit of a slow start. And we're looking to build momentum. And, you know, even though it was a cup competition tonight, it was important that we went into the league fixture on Saturday off the back of a win.
Yeah, obviously lots and lots big changes in the in your team, in your squad over the summer. You say you've had a little bit of a blip. Is it starting to work itself out now?
I think it'll take a little bit longer than everybody expects. But there's signs that we're heading in the right direction, which is very pleasing. And again, I thought second half, we played much better than first half, and we created more chances late on. And to be fair, we shouldn't have really gone to penalties. We'd have took our chances, but it wasn't to be. We are creating chances, which is good. We looked a lot more solid than we did on Saturday at Ramsbottom. So that was pleasing. I thought the two centre halves were outstanding tonight, Parker and Woodford. I thought their partnership down the centre of the pitch were excellent.
Over the summer with the changes, I mean, was it you sort of having a radical restructure, or did some people leave, or was it a mixture of the two?
Well, you know, I think you get to a stage where it's difficult to keep a group of players together for 3 years or more, really. And we managed to do that very well off the success that we've had. But I think it comes a time in people's lives where, you know, certain situations change, and the commitment side of it, you know, has a real impact on the lives, really. And the majority of the lads that left, you know, there was you know, a lot of different reasons for commitment and the levels, you know, other things prioritising in their lives away from football, and that's what happens sometimes. And we didn't plan on losing that many players, but that's the way it went.
Yeah.
And we've had to rebuild. You know, but we're happy with what we've got at the minute. We feel we just need to add one or two areas. But outside of that, they're slowly getting, you know, the ethos on how we want to go about things. And I think the spirit's growing all the time. The togetherness has been great. Obviously, we've had a break recently, not playing in the FA Cup. That's been really fantastic for us to do one or two things with the lads. And they're really buying into everything, and hopefully we'll, you know, in the not too distant future, be up and running.
Well, I think you're eighth in the table, so you're sort of within sight of the playoff place. It's very, very early days, of course.
It is very early. You know, we'll see how it shapes off in another 10 games the league. But I said in pre-season it'd be very, very close. I think there'll be 10 teams in there. And you've seen already, it's a strong league than last season. There's not two teams going to run away with it like Spennymoor and Warrington. Everybody looks at it, and I think on any given day they can beat each other. And it's the team that can show the most consistency throughout the season and put some really good runs together at certain stages will put themselves in a really strong position.
Carl Jones had to come off. Is that an ankle injury?
It seems that way, yeah. It's an impact. We'll assess him over the next 2 or 3 days and we'll make a decision for weekend. But to be fair, I mean, he's come out of amateur football and done really, really well for us. You know, so we're really pleased with his contribution so far, and hopefully it's only a short-term injury, and he'll be back very soon.
Great, thanks, Chris.